Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the falling.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. It is Tuesday from Vegas. And, of course, I want to share with you a great webinar I did on how to use stock to exit the option market. I think it's something that's very challenging. Not challenging, but unbelievably valuable. And nobody knows how to teach it, but I do. And that's why I'm going to share this with you. So without further ado, let's learn how to use the stock market to exit an options position. Here we go.
Constantly a jokester. We're glad to have you. Thanks for being here today.
It's great to be here.
Wonderful. Andy is another one of our team members over here at Avant-Garde, and he's going to do a little intro on Bubba for you guys. Andy, are you with us?
I sure am. Can you hear me, Natalie? Yeah.
Yes, you sound great.
Great.
So while you do your little intro, I'm going to give Bubba the reins and he can pull up his presentation. Then we'll get going. For you guys listening, if you have questions, please put them in the Q&A or chat box. And Andy or myself will filter them over to Bubba as time permits. Okay, here we go.
All right. Well, once again, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Bubba Horowitz with us. Bubba, I think it's your fourth or fifth time with us this year alone. And people just keep asking for more and more. So I don't know what I can say, but you guys are in for a treat today. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be exciting. It's not going to be boring at all. I can guarantee that. And if you do have any questions, put them over to us. We'll get them right over to Bubba if we have time throughout the webinar. I'll try to interrupt you if I can, Bubba.
But you can always interrupt me. I'm usually interrupted. It's okay. I keep good attention anyway. So you can jump in anytime. I'll get them as they come, or I'll get them at the end. Whatever you need me, just give me. I'll be ready to go.
I sure will. I'm going to turn over. Natalie, are we ready to go?
Yep, he looks good. Take it away, Bubba.
All right, mm-hmm. I'm set.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. It's always great. As many of you know me, and it's great. Always great to present and share new ideas with everybody. And this idea, and this is something that I don't think anybody really understands. And in fact, you can try to look it up, and you'll have trouble finding what it's all about. But of course, fortunately, after 38 years, I understand it pretty well. And it's a great tool that you can use. And so we're going to get into using stock to exit an options position. But before we can actually get started, I'm required to show you this this disclaimer, and you can go ahead and read it and look at it and tell me, because I don't know how to read. So it's good. You can check it out. But it does involve risk and all the other stuff. So I'll give you about 10 seconds to look at this to make sure you understand it. And then we'll get ready to rock and roll. And it'll be fun and exciting to be here. All right. So anyways, there's always a chance of losing trades. The greatest barrier to success is the fear of failure. Again, the unwillingness to try to learn something new, the unwillingness to try to put yourself in a position to have the best of the results is always what causes more failure than anything else. And that's something that, you know, many people are afraid of. It. It's just like, I can't tell you how many times a week I get the fear of assignment. And of course, I welcome assignment when it comes, because it gives me an additional benefit, which you will hopefully learn and understand when we're through with today. But just a quick intro for those of you who don't know me, actually that should say 38 years, not 36, but I've been doing this for 38 years. I've been a member of all three exchanges in Chicago, and still currently a member of, I guess, either the CME or the CBOT, whichever you want to concern. They're both the same. But I still have my little badge. I still have my little Bubba badge and run around on the floor. But I only go down when I'm doing TV. Otherwise, I work from my office. But I am the founder and author of Bubba Trading and Bubba's Guide to Trading Weekly Options, my new book. And, of course, Trading Weekly Options Handbook and Bubba's Guide to Trading Options. I regularly contribute to Fox, CNBC, Bloomberg, BNN, RFD TV, Phoenix TV of China, and Kitco News. I've got my own radio show every day from 2 to 3 Eastern at LibertyTalk.fm, and I was one of the original five market makers that started the S&P pit, which we now know is the S&P, but what back then was the SPX. And of course, when you start a pit, that's the reason they get market makers to volunteer to do that, is so they can create open interest and liquidity. And then, of course, it takes off by itself, as we now know, or maybe you don't know, but the SPX is the only real live pit left on the CBOE. But so today, what we're going to do is we're going to learn how to use stock to exit options. But before we can get that far, we have to learn to understand and recognize value and parity. Okay, we got to learn how to break down parity. And then we're going to talk about closing long calls, closing long stocks. When to use stock, the benefits, and the hidden power of understanding all of this. And then, of course, I will take all of your questions on any, I'll take your questions on anything. Okay. But anything returning related for sure as well. So using stock to exit an option. Okay. The first thing is that it's a tool that can be used almost anytime. And I don't know if you've noticed or if you've ever traded. Now I'm a big fan of trading right up to expiration. And of course I trade a lot of the indexes, which actually are open till 15 after the hour on expiration day. Well, I open every day, but on expiration day. So I'll actually go right up to the buzzer, but I also know what to do with the stock should I make a mistake and not be able to get out of something. But I know we've all experienced that illiquid option on a Friday when the bid offer spreads become very wide and it's hard to get out. So learning how to use this tool will be something that will be extremely valuable to you if you understand it. And of course, I like to use it as well a lot in the pre and post market if I'm trying to take a profit in an option position. And the only thing you'll have to do if you like it and are interested in it, what you'll have to do is you'll have to call your broker and say, hey, can I do this? And what do I need to do to get this done? Because again, not all brokers offer pre and post trading. So you just have to make sure that you can get it done and make sure there's a one sheet paperwork or something that you have to fill out, but make sure you get that done before, so you have the access to do that. But it will save you a lot of money in exiting. It alleviates the having the panic to get out of something because you have an alternative way to get out. You'll always be in control. And at times, you will end up with the miracle trade, which is something that we always strive to get the miracle trade once we're locked in a profit or whatever. And of course, we like to leave the door open to hit one out of the park by accident. And that's kind of what this does for you as well. Now, value is interesting, okay? And recognizing value. Now, if you've traded options for any length of time, what do we know for sure? Okay, we know that options price based on volatility. Okay, implied volatility goes up, option prices go up, implied volatility goes down, option prices go down. But they have a value, and they have a value based on this big calculus formula that was developed by the Black-Scholes model. But in the meantime, they also have an intrinsic and an extrinsic value, and they have a parity value. And really what parity is exact absolute value. But when you're trading this and we get closer to the wire, now if you've noticed, what happens to an option the deeper it gets into the money?
And we'll get into that when we come back from the break, because it's important to understand how these options and how the model itself works. And this is where many people get themselves into trouble because they do not understand the workings of the option model at the end. So that's why parity isn't so important and value is so important and understanding the bid offer spreads and what's going on. But in the meantime, we're going to get ready to stop out here for a break, but want to remind you about our high school investing program, highschoolinvesting.com. Check it out. In the meantime, we have 300 high schools now. We're looking to get to more. But of course, since I have financed it myself for the last 6 years, I'm looking to get some financing. And of course, I'm using Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading to bring that out. And I want to thank my friend Michael from California and some others who have helped take care of that. In the meantime, go to patreon.com/BubbaTrading if you'd care to help. In the meantime, don't forget to download the Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm. You know, we want to make sure that we get our million downloads, which we're working on now. And don't forget about Bubba's daily update, which I send you every day after the close. Give you a little feel for what I'm thinking in the markets. In the meantime, we're going to step out of a break. We'll be right back with how to use the stock to exit option. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, coming right back after the break.
I got something to say to you.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And, of course, we're talking about how to stack exit an option, and we're talking about parity values and understanding values. So without further ado, let's get back to that right now. As I remind you to pay attention, this isn't good stuff for you. So here we go.
It gets less. It has less premium and more what they call intrinsic or actual value. And at some point, it goes to what we call parity value. So parity, parity is absolute value. That's really what parity means. It's the actual value of the option compared to the stock. So if you have a stock that's trading at 175 and you own a 170 call, parity on that call is $5. That's absolute true value. And one of the things you can always ask yourself if you're not sure where we stand is if you own a long call, which means you have the right but not the obligation to buy the stock, when the stock is getting near expiration, ask yourself, would I want to buy the stock? Well, obviously, if you have a 170 call and the stock's at 175, your answer would be, of course I want to buy the stock. I'm making $5 right away. But if it's trading at 169, probably not. But the parity value is the key to understanding how the stock works in conjunction with the options, with the option. And it will help you when these markets get really wide on an expiration, because what you want to understand about market makers is they have a job to do and they're making a market. They create liquidity. But they also know that there are going to be a lot of market orders coming in on a Friday at expiration. So they're going to make those markets much wider than they've been all week. Okay. And that's something that you need to understand, because that's where the stock comes into play when you have to give something up when you really don't have to. So if you take Apple, for example, at 120, the stock is trading 124, parity would be $4. In other words, par value. Parity occurs usually on expiration or slightly before, especially if an option is deep in the money. The deeper in the money an option gets, the more it mimics what the stock is. So you've heard many people, maybe yourself, maybe you trade deep in the money options as a trade. You know, maybe you like to create the a surrogate for a stock because maybe the stock is too big, you don't have enough capital. So you want to create and trade the stock, but so you use a deep in the money option. The reason people use deep in the money is because you give up less of a premium edge. You get less percentage return, even if you're right, but you do get the advantage of having something that's going to more mimic the price move of the stock. But market makers know that as well. Market makers are, you know, they're very smart guys. They're really trading. And for those of you who don't know, market makers are trading what they call order flow. All right. They're not making these prices up to pick on you or anybody. What creates the market is how much paper, what they call, is flowing in or flowing out. And is that paper buying or selling? Which is why when you see the volatility index drop down to record lows, all that means is that everybody's selling puts. And that's what creates a lower volatility. Okay. But very rarely, you should never sell anything below parity. And on expiration and a deep in the money option, you should never pay above parity. And that's, again, where you're going to learn to use the value of the stock. So if you break down parity, the Apple call is 360 bid, 40 cents below parity, and 440 offer, 40 cents above. Now, that's very common on a deep in the money or an in the money option at expiration. And again, this goes for the reason it goes to is because market makers know that if a market order comes in, they're paying 360 or they're selling at 440. And what are they going to do once that happens? They're going to run right to the stock and either sell the stock if they paid 360 or sell the stock if they sold it at 440. Okay, that's what happens. That's the business. And understanding this part of the business is extremely important for anybody. No matter if you trade one contract or you trade 1,000, understanding how to use this tool will make you a lot of money in a year's period of time that you wouldn't have made before. Okay, it doesn't guarantee you'll make a profit, but it does guarantee that you will never give away the edge and you will have the best price going forward. Okay. Market makers sit there waiting for market orders to come in because, again, market orders are whatever the market is. So if they're making a bid, a 360, 440 market, they've got an 80 cent spread to deal with. All right. They're there to make profits. So again, let's not begrudge them for making a living. That's what they do. They are the ones that provide liquidity for you. They are the ones that brought commissions way down. They're the ones that, you know, keep the markets operating. So that's, again, we can't begrudge them for making a profit, but they do get a little bit carried away on expiration. And that is because people have to exit, and everybody knows if people have to exit, then well, why not, you know, change the pricing a little bit. Now, if you look at my little chart here and how I try to explain it. Okay. So the stock price, I bought the 120 calls. So the stock is trading at 124. So if you subtract the stock price, that gives you a parity value of $4. We know the bid offer is 364.40. So if I'm going to exit right now, all I have to do is just short the stock at 124. That locks in a realized sale of the call at $4. Now, most brokerage firms will let you do that, even if you don't have enough capital, because they know that you control the right, which means they control the right and they can bang you out anytime they want. So they're not concerned. So typically, now again, you have to check with your own brokers, but that's typically not a margin issue, because at the end of the day, they've got the right to hit the call and take you out right away. So you're not creating a massive margin problem. So what you've done now is if you sell the stock at 124, you have now created a net realized sale of that call at $4. Now, let's say you had a put. Let's say you owned the 130 put. Well, in the same example, right, we have the stock trading at 124. So my 130 put is worth in real money at parity value $6. The bid offer, of course, is very wide, 560 to 640. So if I buy the stock, I now have a realized sale that put at $6. Now, what does that all mean? It just means that now I own the stock, I own the put. So what I have is I have the right in my hand to sell that stock at 130. So if I buy it at 120, if I buy it when it's trading at 124, I've locked in $6. God forbid it should have some miracle rally at the end and go to 135. I would make more money. And how does that work? Because now I control the underlying. And believe it or not, if you can control that underlying, it's the biggest advantage you can ever create without ever having to invest any money in anything. That is something that it's a riskless trade. Once it's done under these circumstances that we're showing you today, you have zero risk, but your risk reward model has changed from limited to now unlimited. And we'll get more into that, but that is something that, again, you look at, and that's where the assignment part comes in. If when you get assigned, if you have the capital, the hold, or the broker that you hold because you own the option, your risk-reward model has changed from limited profit to unlimited. Now, the reason that happens is because all the premium has come out of your short option. Once that happens, you can then be at risk of assignment, which is great because you've already lost the money. We know that if we sold it, for example, we just sold a credit spread for 50 cents and we have 50 cents risk. We know that we're already losing the 50 cents. So now if they give me the stock instead of being able to make 50 cents, I now have an unlimited reward possibility because I'm either long or short the stock against an option that will expire. So understanding the stock portion is extremely important because what comes into play is not so much during, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but if you like to play earnings plays, it becomes huge. If you have trouble getting out or exiting on a Friday, it becomes huge. And you know what's happened on occasion? It doesn't happen often. So again, I don't want to make this happens every day.
And we'll come back and talk about what doesn't happen often and what does happen often. But I think it's so important that you understand these basics and the power of the underlying stock that will help you over the long run create more successful opportunities for yourself because of the power of the underlying. I think this is where many of us make an error in judgment because of that. And that's why you should not be afraid of an assignment or using the stock. You should welcome the opportunity to increase your chances of winning and making money. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horwitz, and LibertyTalk.fm is where you go to download the show every single day. Make sure you don't forget, and of course, you get the Sporting Edge there as well. And don't forget to get Bubba's daily update. I do an update live every day and immediately send you the tape so that you can see what my thoughts were for the day and for the next day. So go check that out. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com, and you can get signed up for that for free. In the meantime, we're going to step out for a break and come back with more of the using stock to exit analysis. The Bubba Show, Top of Work. Be right back.
He's so delicious.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
To the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we are using the stock to get out of an option, but did want to remind you about our high school investing program, highschoolinvesting.com. Check it out, because actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up for anybody who helps out through patreon.com, patreon.com/Bubba Trading. I'm going to open that up so you can use it and get some of the information for yourselves, because this is beginner's information that will help you understand the markets better. In the meantime, let's get back to our webinar right now on how to use stock to exit the options. Here we go.
But it has happened that the something will happen after the close on a Friday, actually close on any day, but especially on a Friday when your options are going to expire worthless. And you've got to X amount of time. And that's another thing you need to check with your broker, because I believe the exchange rule is 6 o'clock Eastern time to exercise your option. But each broker has a different time, and they're not held to that. But it happened to me one time, so I'm just going to give you the quick example. I had some spider puts that were, I bought for, you know, real cheap money late, and I was just taking a shot, to be quite frank. And they went out worthless, and I was sitting there talking, and I looked up, and I go, wait a second, what just happened? And the market had actually collapsed at about 4:30 Eastern time. So I called my broker, and I said, okay, I want to buy stock, because I know I'm going to get assigned, and I want to exercise my options. And they did it for me, of course, and I was able to lock in like a dollar on some contracts, which is something that you have to be aware of, because that's where the power, again, the power of the stock comes in. So if you're going to use this to close a long call, okay, so let's say we're in the December expiration of XYZ Corporation, and it's currently trading at 70.70. You own 20 of December 65 calls that you would like to close. December 65 calls be trading at a very near parity. However, the bid offer is of 77 minus 65 is 570. However, you see that the market's being quoted at 520. Okay. So basically, you're selling them at 520 times 20 times 100. So it's 10,400. However, if you short the stock, you're getting 570 times 20 times 100, which just indeed gave you another $1,000 in your pocket by understanding how to use this strategy. What if you're instead long deep in the money put options using the same example above? Let's say you're long the December 80 puts and they're quoted at $9. Selling 20 of those would close out your position at receive of $18,000. Naturally, you try to place the limit order and sell. Oops, I got the slides out of order. Hold on. Okay, let me get myself in order here. Okay, so here. So here is the same example. If you sell, you're going to have to sell under, all right? And that's not what we want. Why should I give up $1,000 or $200 when I can simply use the stock? And that's the importance of securing and controlling the underlying security of the market. It gives you many, many advantages, not to mention the big one, which is money. All right. So if you see the markets, you know, let's say 70-20 to 71-20, and we'll see that. You'll see that very often in deep in the money options. They're going to have extremely wide bid offer spreads. because they can and because they're not that liquid anymore, right? That's typically what we see when stocks lose liquidity. The bid offers get very wide because, again, here's a market that's $9.70, $10. So if I'm going to want to get out of this, I'm going to have to split somewhere in the middle and give up something, whereas I can just simply either buy or sell the stock to close this option. And then I can either carry the position for a couple of days if the brokerage firm will allow me to do so, or I can exercise my right. In the meantime, I get full value. Now, the benefit of being able to hold the option or the stock is, well, what could happen? If this happens on a Tuesday and we're deep in the money, I can hold that position till Friday. I have now, from a straight long call or long put, I now have what they call a synthetic. And a synthetic is simply, if you have a long call and a short stock, you have on a synthetic put, because the long call can only go to zero while the stock can continue to go lower. If you have a long put and long stock, you've got on a synthetic call, whereas the put can only go to zero and the stock can go up forever. So even though we might be $8 or $10 away from the money, have we seen in recent days that stocks can move that much at one time? And of course, the answer is yes. So your preparation to be set up for one of these big moves is important to you, because you will be able to make more money. And that really is the bottom line, is the reason that we all trade, is to try to make more money. So if you're set up for that, then you're prepared, and you're then prepared to be successful as you make these trades. Now, so the trade will have no effect on equity. Now, this is something, again, you need to check with your broker, right? Again, not all brokers are the same in the way they handle these things, but most understand that they own the rights to get you out. So they're not allowing you to create extra margin, but they are allowing you to carry that position, right? But you have, even when you use the stock, you have the exact same position you had on before, with the exception that you've locked in your profits. Very important to understand. You've already locked in the profits. And if you can carry the position, you know, if you've got a day to go or a couple of days to go, and you can carry it without problems from your broker, then you've got the additional benefit of a reversal happening. And if anybody watched the NASDAQ today, for example, it was down 30, then up 80, and then down on the day. If you had one of these positions on, you might have had a big enough move to then lift the stock back off, take a profit on the long stock, and then hold back to the long put or whatever. Those are things you see. You get more opportunities to create more chances and more opportunities for you to profit by understanding how to control the underlying. And you ask any market maker if they'd like to control the underlying, and the answer will always be yes. And that is one of the big trades that we made as market makers, was using the stock in conjunction with the options, because the stock opens up a lot more opportunities and a lot more flexibility, and at expiration, a lot more liquidity. Now, when you think about earnings season, which is where this really ties in to be the best. Now, we're going to come into earnings season, but I happen to know Lululemon has got earnings tomorrow. Okay. So we're just going to use that for an example today. So Lululemon is expecting tomorrow about a $5 move. All right. Now, what does that mean? Well, it just means that the options are pricing in, based on volatility, that the options are expecting about a $5 move, plus or minus. We don't know which way. But let's just say that I had a position on that gave me an extra call and an extra put. So I was playing it neutral, and I was kind of creating a straddle type of trade. But I didn't want to just buy the straddle, because I didn't want to buy all the premium that was necessary, because then it's harder to make money. But let's say that I put this position on and I needed the stock to move $5 to make a profit. And anything over five, I could make, I could lock in that profit. And if we've all seen on earnings that stocks can make some very big moves. So if Lulu goes up, you know, let's say it goes up to 76. Let's say the experts were wrong and the stock goes up to 76 and I've got a call, then I can sell the stock in the aftermarket at $76, which in effect, if I had the 66 calls, locks in $10. All right. So whatever my cost was, gives me $10 minus my cost. So it gives me a net profit. But what else can happen after earnings? Have you ever seen a stock make a big move up or down, and then by the morning it is reversed all the time? I mean, that's something that happens all the time. I mean, that happened this year in Amgen. We had a trade on an Amgen that was way under. And then because we didn't know how to use the stock, I couldn't use the stock, but the stock was the play. We could have bought the stock at 167, and the stock went to 177. Right? Another tremendous advantage that you can achieve by understanding how this strategy works. Because, again, you're not giving up anything. You're giving yourself an additional opportunity to create a chance for profit. And then you get the chance for the reversal. You get the chance for it to move back the other way. And that is something that is always something we love, is to have the chance to get out with money in our pocket and then have a chance and still have an open position that has now zero risk, but has a lot of opportunity to go back the other way. And that is what most people don't understand about this. And that's why the stock is so valuable. Now, I always ask the question, should you try to play market maker? And the answer is no. We're not market makers. We're retail traders. They're trading on a screen. The market makers got to live. So you got to let them make their money. But again, we don't have to give it to them. We never mind giving them a penny or two or three, depending on the stock that we're trading. But we're not going to give them 30 and 40 cents.
And that's one of the things you have to recognize about trading and about the markets, is you're not going to feed the market makers. You have to let them make a living, or you're not going to get filled. But if you try to play market maker and you try to squeeze, you're going to get squeezed, and markets make big moves at the least expected time. And if you're trying to squeeze out because you're trying to save a buck or $2, you're going to find yourself holding the short end of that stick. And I think this is something that you got to remember. So don't try to play market maker. You're not in the same league. They have an advantage that we don't. One of them is cost of trade, and the other is the order flow. They get to see it first. So don't put yourself in that position. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every single day, as well as you can download the Sporting Edge on the weekends, which is, you know, obviously now hosted by Xander, and is doing a great job. And of course, if you're a handicapper, you like it. They've been really on fire with their picks. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of how to use stock to exit an option trade on the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we're using a webinar that we did on how to exit an options by using the stock. So let's get back to that right now. And we'll be back with you towards the end of the show. Here we go. Back to the options, using options to exit stock.
All right, that's something that you can't do, because that, again, that's directly from your pocket. So to try to play market maker is silly and not smart. You want to put yourself in a position to be better than the market maker, creating the competitive edge that you're going to get. And that's how you're going to beat the game, is to be prepared for always the next trade, right? And what can happen in a market, because we've seen this many, many times. And if the markets get back some volatility, you will see it more often. But the one thing we know for sure is that if we exit by using the stock, then we own or control the underlying, and then that gives us the opportunity for the next big hit. So if we get one of these reversals from one way or the other, we're all set up for it, and we get to benefit it. If we don't get it, okay, so what? We didn't lose anything. We make money. And so the bottom line here is to get the best return possible, is to just learn this strategy. And again, you don't have to use it. You're not going to use it every single day. When you're going to use it, you're going to use it when you can't get out and the market makers, the market won't come in. You know, if you're in something that is less liquid, then you use the stock to get out, because the stock is always has some liquidity. If you're trading into an earnings season, all right, and of course that's coming up, you're going to have potentially, you know, if you trade it, you could have 3-4 trades a day in some of these big moving names. Now, I've seen NVIDIA go down 20 on the first print and then end up 20. Now, that's the kind of strategy that's the kind of times that would make you a lot of money if you're on the right side of that. And that's why exiting with big, if you can exit with nice profits in the aftermarket, then you're all set up for when the market does reopen. And you have a lot of flexibility by understanding how this underlying stock works in conjunction. Because remember, options traders, when you buy an option, you have the right, but not the obligation. So as long as I own rights, that's why assignment never bothers me. That's why these little nuances that bother most shouldn't bother you, because if you, as long as you hold the right, you never have anything to worry about. That's the bottom line. Okay, just remember that. As long as you hold that right, so you can do whatever you want with the stock, as long as your broker will let you do it. But it's always about being smart about how you're trying to invest into this market and what you're trying to do about it. And if you use the stock to use to, for some of your exits, which means you will never give up the market edge. And again, I know it doesn't sound like a lot. You know, somebody will say, well, it's only 40 bucks. Well, you know, it's 40 bucks. I'd rather have the 40 bucks in my pocket than put it in somebody else's pocket. And that's the advantage of using this type of strategy when it's either expiration and you're having trouble getting out and exiting, or in a market that something is happening. Now, we know that earnings are part of it, right? Earnings happen. But what about if a stock makes an announcement that was unexpected after the close? You know, what if you were trading in a VRX back in the day when it was 200 and they were flying $20 and $30 overnight? You know, and by the time you came in, you'd look at the stock, and by the time you'd come in, if you back the flat, then you couldn't do anything. You said, why couldn't I get out? Well, guess what? Now you have an exit. You have a way out if you choose to, because now in the aftermarket, we can actually trade stuff that is moving as long as we have approval and as long as we can. But now we get to trade a market and exit an options position through the stock, knowing that we have the right to exercise or assign. And you know, the other big thing is, and I always find this to be somewhat problematic, is I can only afford to trade one option, right? I only have one extra. So I never really know when to sell, right? Where do I get out? What's the right price? You know what I can do with the stock? I can sell half of an option because I can sell 50 shares, okay? I can sell 30 shares. I can sell 80 shares. So I can still participate in the move, I think it's right, and not have to worry about what's going on, because I'm using a partial option by using a partial amount of shares. Because what does an option represent? It represents 100 shares of stock. All right. So if I do it that way, then I put myself in a much better position. And if you just take a look at Amazon here this morning, okay, Amazon was trading at one time overnight, was trading at 11:38. It opened down around 11:24. It's 14 bucks. Again, I'm not saying we could have made any money on that particular trade. I didn't make that trade. But there's a $14 swing that had you had a position on that was profitable and you wanted to take it off, you might have been able to take it off there. That's the advantage of using this underlying security and putting yourself, again, it's about putting yourself in the position to be the most successful and give yourself the biggest opportunity to create profit. And as you see, I'm trying to see if there's anything that's moving so we can actually see it happening while we're here. But always know that the stock is an option because you've already bought the rights. You've already put yourself in that position to control that underlying, which is why, again, I go back to the assignment deal where everybody gets paranoid and gets crazy about assignment when assignment is no big deal because you have the right to get out. And the only time that you get assigned, you know, if you had a call spread on in, let's go back to Apple for a minute. If you had a short call spread on an Apple, let's say you had on the 162.50, 165 call spread on. Okay. And you sold it for, let's say, a dollar. Oops. I don't want a Beck ratio. Sorry. I want a call spread. I want a vertical. And let's say you sold it for a dollar. Well, it's 232. It's already 250, right? I'm already a loser. Okay, so I'm already a loser. Great. No problem. So now if I get assigned to short stock, okay, so now I'm short 100 shares, all right, at 162.50. I have the right to buy 100 shares at 165. So what's my risk? To $2.50. Right? Now, if the stock goes to 200, what's my risk? $2.50. Because my short stock is going to be worth 200. My long call is going to be worth 200. Right. So again, it's just the initial credit. Basically, if you go to 200, the long call is worth 37.50. The short call is worth 37.50. The long call is worth 35, which is what I already calculated. But let's say Apple goes to 155. Then what happens? Well, my 165 call I own is worthless. The 162.50 call I sold is worthless. And now I'm short stock from 162.50, now trading at 155. I just made $7. Right? And again, that doesn't happen every day, but that's the position you are. So when you get assigned, you have no risk to the upside in this case, but you've got unlimited potential profit to the downside should it happen. And the reverse on the put side. If you had this as a put spread, now we go to the other side and make it more on the money. So now I got the 180, 177.50 put spread on it, which I sold for, again, let's say $1. So now I'm losing. So I want them to assign me the stock. Why? Because I want to be long stock, long puts. So if the stock goes to zero, okay, what do I have? All right. Well, I've got my puts are worth 169.64, and the stock is I've lost in the stock, but I've got it all covered, minus what I initially sold.
And we'll come back. We'll have more of this tomorrow on the show because, again, I think it's extremely important that you understand how to use the tools that are available that nobody else understands, but I do, fortunately. And we're going to come back with tomorrow with some more of this using stock to exit an options position. In the meantime, this has been the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. And, of course, I want to remind you, libertytalk.fm, you can download the show every single day, and we're looking to get to 1 million downloads a month. So let's get over there and download. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station on The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Good night, everybody. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.